Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, May the 12th, 2026. 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open this morning. 740-383-9944 if there's anything on your mind. I do want to mention again, last night during the city council meeting, Nathan Stevenson, 29-year-old Republican, was appointed to the new 4th Ward, to be the new 4th Ward city council person, a seat that has been vacant for quite some time. And we'll see how this all goes. We played an interview with him in hour number one. Very, very, very nice kid. Well-spoken. 29 years old. And we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes along. And if anybody's got anything to say in regard to that, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Other than that, basically last night was just a series of processes. We went through some readings. Nothing really of any great significance got passed last night. So at this point, this is where we are. And we'll see as we go on down the road where this will all end. We did hear from Mayor Collins, as you're hearing on the news, that the state has been up here. The state auditor over the last couple weeks asking a lot of questions. Do we know where that's all going to go? Still haven't heard a direct answer from the state in regard to the city's plan to fix some of the financial problems in Marion, but maybe we'll have to wait a little longer to see how that goes. So this is where the city is in 2026, in the month of May. And I don't know. Is it a good place? Is it a bad place? I guess that will all be determined. I think if you are a city council person, you're probably saying to yourself, this is not the greatest time to be on city council, but maybe we can fix some of these problems. Maybe we can turn some of this around, I think is the best that can be hoped for. I did want to mention that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Harding, Bobby Floyd, Marion's only Grammy winner, who has been working with the kids of the Marion City Schools over the past few months, will be having a performance at Harding at 7 p.m. I believe it's just a donation to get in. Should be a great, great show, and that's tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at 7 p.m. at Harding. Bobby Floyd, the Grammy winner himself, will be at Harding, 7 p.m., big show over there, so something I think you will not want to miss. Now, let's see. What else is on the agenda? Well, bus fares, I guess, are going to be on the agenda next week to go up. I don't know how that'll be greeted, to be honest. Last night, the blame seemed to go on the gas prices. So, it's certainly understandable. The gas prices are definitely up, so I guess we have to say that is probably true in a lot of ways. So I guess that's just one of those things that's going to have to play itself out. We'll have to see what the rate fare increase is going to be next week, and I guess then we'll take it from there and see where it all goes. But it's kind of a culmination of all of these things that we started talking about back in February, from getting rid of curbside recycling to sanitation raises, storm sewer fee raises, all aquatic center prices going up. Hey, the aquatic center will be opening up here in a few weeks. Hopefully the weather gets warmer, or else that could be a little bit of trouble as we get closer to that. Let's see. Did anything else interesting happen during the city council meeting last night? Well, nothing off the top of my head. Oh, listen. Yes, something did happen. Okay, so, you know, I sit in the front row because you want to get good pictures and you want to get good sound. So you sit in the front row and that's a nice place to be. Well, last night, I am not sure exactly. Well, I'm kind of sure what happened. Okay, so when I go to the city council meeting, I have my phone out in case I need to take a picture or look something up really quick. I also now have the recorder that I use to record interviews and things. And just recently, we've started using a better microphone with that recorder. Instead of just using, I hope you hear that the interviews are coming through better over the airwaves. So we actually have a microphone and a cord that plugs into that as well. Well, you only have so much lap space when you're sitting there in city council. So last night, I had my cell phone out, and I went into the bag to grab the recorder and also the microphone so that I could record something if something came up during the meeting, which it did when Mayor Collins got up and talked about things going on in the city. So the meeting had already started, and I believe Naomi was up there speaking last night, and somehow this just goes to show you how inept I am in moments. Somehow I bumped the cell phone, which was sitting on my lap, with the microphone, and it started to play something. I don't know what it was playing, but it started to play something. And obviously, again, I'm in the front row, so I'm like three seats down from the podium where people are speaking. So obviously, people can hear what's going on. So I interrupted the meeting, and at that point, I just had to say, sorry. I'll try to turn this down. But you know, it's little things like that, those little moments in life when you realize that you have no idea what you're doing. So from now on, I'm going to make it my best practice to remember to turn the volume down on the cell phone, which is what I think went off last night, so I don't interrupt the meeting. Because God forbid, I don't want to interrupt anything going on down there at the city council meeting. So my apologies for that. But have you ever had a moment like that in life when you realize, oh, geez, this meeting's going on and everybody's listening, and here I am causing a disturbance from the front row? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I just want to say, I'm going to blame a lot of that on the microphone. The new microphone that we use to record interviews and record things during the city council meeting. I think that's what I'm going to blame that on, because what else? Am I going to say I don't know what I'm doing? No, I'm just going to say that I bumped it with the microphone. Okay, 21 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Now, I also do want to say, I do believe that the people on city council and the people in the administration, I believe that they want to see things get better. Why wouldn't they? They're in office right now. I think they are just in a tremendous mess right now. And I believe that is a difficult place for them to be. I believe that they are just... Who would know how to solve this problem? You know that you're going to tick off voters by doing certain things, and you know that you've got to do certain things to get things done. And I think that right now that's where they are, and that's a very difficult place to be. So, you know, I guess that's all I want to say in regard to that. Oh, and I also did want to mention that the idea, the motion that they want to appear on the ballot this year for city council terms to become four-year terms, that got through its first reading last night. So that'll have a couple more readings. to see if city council terms will become four-year terms instead of 2-year terms. That got through reading number one, so two more readings will happen there, and then we'll find out if that will go on the ballot this coming fall. And then we'll see if the people pass it and want council to have 4-year terms. I don't know if people want council to have 4-year terms. I keep hearing this idea that we don't want a whole new council. But I keep thinking, when has that ever happened? You know, what is the fear all of a sudden that there could be a whole new council? I mean, we look at the last election, and there were only two contested races in the entire city council. I mean, the 6th ward was contested, and the at-large seats were contested. So I guess you could say it was 3 seats. But where is this time when there was a possibility of getting a whole new council, or it looked as if they were going to get a whole new council? I just haven't seen that, because usually you have some incumbents that people do want to see come back. So extending these terms, I think, is a much bigger issue than people are giving it credit for. It almost seems like a foregone conclusion all of a sudden, and people seem to think it's a good idea, at least the ones speaking at council, to give 4-year terms. But I still don't really understand that, because one of the reasons I think a lot of people have liked 2-year terms is that if they don't like the person, or they feel they're not doing a good job, they can get rid of them in 2 years. And I think that's why there are no term limits in place in these positions. You know, people always say people get in these jobs and they stay forever. Well, if you're up for election every 2 years, you've got a chance every 2 years to vote the person out. So, I don't know. You know, you're really cutting that in half by giving council 4-year terms. And there have also been a lot of resignations as of late, and it seems trouble getting people to want to run for office, or even fill spots in the vacancy department. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the push for this 4-year term limits or term extensions is really all about. Keep being told it's so we don't get a new council, but I cannot believe that that's true, because, again, when has that ever happened? A lot of times, a lot of seats are not contested. So, there you are. Does anybody have any thoughts on that part of the morning program this morning? 740-383-9944. What do we got here? 25 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if there is anything on your mind this morning about this or anything else going on. You know, I passed by the big Goodwill construction down here on Delaware Avenue the other day. That is quite the construction. That is a major, major building. And when that is finished, I have to believe that's going to be some kind of a hub of commerce down there. People love to go to the Goodwill, so I assume it will bring a lot of business in that particular direction. And then, of course, we've got the new Starbucks also coming out here on Delaware Avenue. People like to hear about things like that. I think that's fascinating. I don't think a lot of progress is being made there, but it will be the 3rd Starbucks out here on Delaware Avenue, one in the hospital, one in Kroger. I'm not sure if any of these are going to go away when the freestanding Starbucks is constructed, but it seems to be making a lot of progress. The Culver's out on Route 95 in front of Meijer, that seems to be making some progress. No building yet has been done, but it looks like they are clearing places for a parking lot, and also will be doing some digging out there to lay some lines that they'll need for a restaurant. The Kroger gas station on 95. Have not seen any construction on that at this particular point. But we just keep on going down the road, as they say. And we'll see how it all turns out in the end. Does anybody have any news or thoughts on the changes here in Marion? The changes for the good or the changes for the bad? We've got Witz Custard downtown. I always pass by that on the way home from City Council. And they weren't doing a great business last night. But again, it's kind of a cold night. So I doubt they would be doing a great business. Although I have passed by there on nights when it seems to be warm. And they do have a line, even at 7, 8 o'clock on a Monday night. So they're doing some kind of a business there. And down at Witz. And then you've got the other new businesses there. Now, oh, I can't even think of the name of it now. But the one business next door to Witz, it does not seem to be doing a whole lot of business. But I'm not down there all the time, so maybe there are times when that business is very busy. I don't know. And then the what is it? Is it a barbecue place that's supposed to open up at the end? They had a food truck there recently. I believe the food truck ran out of food there on the corner of Main Street and Church Street. So maybe that'll be a success as time goes along. And also, there's another restaurant downtown, which I think is supposed to open up very soon. Gosh, it was on the tip of my tongue. What's the name of that place? It's not the Roadhouse or the Smokehouse. Maybe it's a Smokehouse. That's not a very big building, but you know, if they have good food and they have good service and people like going there, I guess that could be a positive. So changes happening, and I guess we'll see how it all turns out. Now that's where Ray Ray's used to be. A lot of businesses, that building must have some kind of curse on it, because the businesses there do not seem to last very long or do very well. So will the Smokehouse do well there? I don't know. We have a lot of restaurants, that's for sure. We certainly like restaurants here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You were talking about places going in, and I overheard a couple people saying there was a Circle K going in at the corner of 309 and Pole Lane, where that little flea market place is right there.
Really? 309 and Pole Lane, a Circle K?
Yeah, I wondered if you had heard anything about that.
No, I had not heard anything about that. That certainly would be a good place for it, for all the people out there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, it has that River Valley Ball Diamonds and stuff right there. I wouldn't quote that one, but I overheard a couple people talking the other day.
Yeah, that's not bad. Have you been to any of these new places? Ox Bees, I think, is the one who had the food truck downtown, or Witz, or any of these new places?
I have not. My daughter has been to Witz, but I have not been to any of them, so.
You excited about any of them coming in?
That Culver's, I'm kind of curious. I might go there. They say they have good burgers and stuff like that, so I am kind of looking forward to trying that.
Yeah, new restaurants are the one problem with restaurants. It's always kind of funny. Anytime something new like that comes in, they get slammed when they first open, and a lot of people get bad service off the bat because the place is so busy, and they never go back, and that's too bad.
Yeah, years ago, when we got that White Castle, I thought that was going to make it. And it didn't make it. And I was very shocked on that. I went there all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the death of Ponderosa, you know, everybody wanted another buffet. Everybody wanted another buffet. And I went there when they opened, and the service was really bad. But it's just because they had a line out the door constantly, and a lot of people never went back. They just weren't equipped for that kind of the amount of people that showed up. So I think that happens a lot.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you hear people talking how they want these restaurants to come, but when they do come, you know, you go once or twice, and then even those people stop going.
You know, I think people must have their regular spots. You know, I really do. I think people do go to McDonald's as much as they say they don't. I think people go to the Wendy's and the Burger King and the pizza places. Pizza's big in Marion. And I think they might try these other places, but, you know, one meal a week is not going to keep a place open, unfortunately.
No, it's not. So, well, hopefully, you know, some of these businesses, you know, survive. But, yeah, I just wanted to know, maybe another listener out there will have heard anything about a new Circle K.
Hey, that's very interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, have a good day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, well, has anybody heard about possibly a new Circle K on the corner of 309 and Pole Lane? Now, that would be a very interesting place for a Circle K. Because I'll tell you, you go down Pole Lane Road, and there is just not much there. You know, a lot of times I'll go down Pole Lane Road, maybe to go down to Fairground Street, or to go down to Williamsport, or even to go out to Grandview. There is just not much. Not much on that road. And I'm always shocked that that road has never been more developed. I think that's very interesting. I don't know why that road has not been more developed, Pole Lane Road. Maybe it's because the airport's there. I mean, maybe it's that. Maybe it's because the window place is there. I don't, what is the window place called now? Is it still Anderson Windows out there? Maybe it's because that's there. I don't know, though. You know, Campbell Hardware was there for many years. They do have that drive-through on the corner that seems to do okay business. But for as much as Pole Lane Road is traveled, from the people who live out in Grandview to Marion and the people who go out there and all the exits you can get off on Williamsport Road or Fairground Street, just not a lot of people go up and down that road. But yes, Oxby's was the food truck that was downtown. What was it, over the weekend? I think they said they sold out. Now, they'll be there on the corner of Main and Church in that new little food trifecta with Witz and then the place on the end. What's the place on the end's name? Next to Witz there. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did anybody go down to Oxby's food truck this past weekend? And does anybody know anything about a possible Circle K coming to 309 and Pole Lane Road? Anything's a possibility. That would not be a bad area to develop. You know, I still have thought, because many years ago, there used to be a restaurant at the airport. And I always thought that was such a good idea. Because if you're ever at the airport at night, all those lights and things out there at the airport are so interesting to look at. And I still think a lot of people would go to a restaurant out there. Now, obviously, the restaurant that was at the airport closed for whatever reason. But I still think the atmosphere out there is so nice. And there are so many people who live in that neighborhood. Like I say, the people who live out in Grandview, the people who live in Fair Park are not far away from that. There's that housing development on the corner of Williamsport and Pole Lane Road that I think would draw people. You got people possibly coming in from Caledonia. I think a restaurant at the airport would be a great thing. Maybe that will be my next venture in life. When I leave here, I'm going to run a restaurant at the airport. Sit there and watch the lights go around. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. Okay, so thank goodness, one of our listeners out there this morning telling me what the third business, the third food place there, is in the trifecta on Church Street, Lazee's Grill. A new fast casual Mediterranean restaurant in Marion offering fresh bowls, wraps, and plates with options like chicken, gyro meat, falafel, hummus. You know, I can't... See, I don't want to speak badly of anything, but I can't imagine that that's going over very well. That just doesn't sound like Marion food. But I could be wrong. Maybe people like it. Maybe people like falafels and gyros and hummus and all that sort of stuff. I am not a big fan of hummus, to be honest with you, but Lazeez. So we've got Lazeez, Wits, and Oxbees all in that little area, that building there, right across from Founders Park. So it's really a place of commerce down there now. Does anybody know about any of these things? Again, feel free to give us a buzz. We've got about 22 minutes left in the program here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I guess that's about the business roundup at this point. We've talked about Starbucks. We've talked about the Goodwill out on Delaware Avenue. We've talked about a possible Circle K out on 309 in Pole Lane. We've talked about all the new food places on the corner there of Main Street and Church Street. Culver's out on Route 95 in front of Meijer. The gas station at the 95 Kroger. So, a lot of stuff going on. 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, yesterday, if you were listening to the program, I thought we got into a very interesting conversation here. And I just want to clear up, not that there's really anything to clear up, honestly, but I thought it was a fascinating conversation that we were having yesterday. Now, the conversation was, oh, and by the way, I did want to say this as well. I'm surprised we did not hear from our friend Bob yesterday down in Columbus, because I don't want to misrepresent this, but I think he's a proponent of the no tax on tips. Now, I think he said he feels that something should be given evenly to all people, but Sunday, I bet you was a big day for people and their tips, with Mother's Day being the biggest restaurant day all year round. You know, I bet some people made some serious money on Sunday, and that money was tip free. Well, I guess if it's under $10,000, who knows? Maybe somebody made $10,000. You know, somebody the other day was talking to me about becoming a server. And they were talking about the money that they could earn in a night. And I don't want to misquote this person, but I believe they said something like $700 a night on a good night. Now, that's a lot of dough for one night, not one week, one night. So, you know, again, how much of that is being counted? You know, how much of that is going on the credit card to actually keep track of? So, just a little side note. And again, phone lines are open here, 41 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to call in. But the thing I wanted to talk about in regard to yesterday's program is we had a conversation about, I'm trying to remember even how it started. You know, it's slipping my mind now. But anyway, it had to do with work parents. Now, if you're not under, see, I didn't understand this either. So if you're not understanding this, you're right on the boat with me. These are people who you work with, who act as kind of a surrogate mother or a surrogate uncle or a sibling, work siblings. No, was it siblings or significant others? Work husband, work wife, something like that. I don't know. Apparently papers are written on this thing. Now, I honestly do not understand this. Now, I am not opposed to this. If you take somebody you work with as a parental figure, I think that's nice. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just have never had that experience in any position that I've ever worked in. Because usually the conversations that I have in a workplace revolve around current events, what's new with you. You know, it's not like advice giving. That's not really what's going on. So I would not see that person as a parent. You know, work mom, work dad, all that sort of thing. Now, that's no knock on them, because, you know, obviously if they are that, good for them. But the thing about work spouses, holy mackerel, I can't even imagine that, because I'm not really sure what a work spouse is. Somebody you tell things to, I guess. You know, there's so much now that is so... you hear about emotional cheating. Now, if you had a work spouse, would that be emotional cheating? See, I don't know. It's all kind of just a whole swirl. Now, it's all just kind of whipped together in the end. But I'm certain that I have never had a work spouse. That just sounds bad. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes?
Wouldn't you have any kind of special feelings like that for Charlie? It seems to me it would be hard to have worked with Charlie and not have had some kind of fatherly son type of thing with Charlie.
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up, because, a matter of fact, I think this month Charlie will have been gone 6 years, I think. Time flies, doesn't it?
Time does do that.
Yeah. Well, but I will tell you this. This is what I always say about Charlie, because we did know each other for a long time, and we did have a good relationship. But it's kind of odd, in a way, because I did see him 3 or 4 times a week. But, you know, no, we didn't have that type of relationship. We definitely had a friendly relationship, but, I mean, I never really went to Charlie for advice or anything like that. So the conversations that we would have during the breaks were usually about, you know, he might complain about something going on in his life or something going on in the news. Or I would, you know, we would talk about something going on around the radio station. But there really wasn't any kind of, like, advice back and forth. And I know a lot of people who listened to him thought of him as a father figure. But, you know, even when he was getting ready to depart this life, and I went out and saw him in his home when he was in his last days, it was mostly, honestly, I think most people referred to me as a friend of his. And I think that's mostly what the relationship was. We were definitely friends. But I always say, you know, the first time I was at Charlie's home was probably a month and a half before he died. We didn't go to each other's houses. He had never been to my house. We worked together, and I think we worked well together, but it just wasn't, it was never that kind of relationship. It was a good relationship. We never had an argument, but it was not a parental relationship, oddly enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then. I just thought it, to me, to be around Charlie and stuff, it would have had to have been some kind of a emotional tie there, but okay.
No, it was a good relationship. I mean, I don't ever want to say that it wasn't. I mean, we laughed a lot together. We had a lot of fun together. But we just did not have we went to the OK a few times and had a few drinks together. But it was never, you know, he would ask my opinion on stuff as much as I would ask his. And it was never personal things. It was always radio things. So I think we were probably we were definitely friends, yeah. But it was just not because of age, I guess. It was just not that he never gave me. Honestly, nobody I ever worked with in radio really ever gave me any type of advice on anything. I would get nice notes from them, but it was never like that.
Okay, then. Okay.
No, good question, though.
Okay, we have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, what do we got going on over here? No emotional cheating. It's more of your interaction and not as much telling secrets. Well, see, now that's confusing. So I guess we're back to the work spouse. So what is the interaction, I guess, that makes the person a work spouse? Because there's no emotional cheating, I guess. But don't worry, because I'm still not sure what emotional cheating is. I've never really understood that terminology. If somebody wants to share something with you, good. If they don't want to share something with you, fine. Okay, now I'm getting a definition on what a work spouse is. A close, trusted colleague with whom one shares a special platonic relationship, offering emotional support, mutual trust, and camaraderie in the workspace. Well, now see, I think a case could be made there for what they call now emotional cheating. But I'm not, who knows? Who really knows? If you want somebody to be your work spouse, good for you. I don't want a spouse in real life, and I don't think I want a work spouse either. Although, I guess you can leave a work spouse at work, so maybe that would be good. I told the story yesterday where I checked somebody for a fever once. I think that's as close as it ever got. And frankly, I didn't even want to do that. So I don't know. Maybe. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that emotional cheating, you know, it's like this. You know, a lot of times, you know, one may not share their what goes on in their day or their life or, you know, with their relatives or with what's going on with it. But they talk to another person about all that stuff. They share and open their heart to somebody else, not the husband. Not the wife. That's what you call emotional cheating. I mean, if two people can't communicate, it can be hard to stay together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's right. But do you...
If you're communicating with somebody else, that you just die looking forward to, you know, when you go to work, you know, so you can see him or something like that, that's emotional cheating.
Yeah, but do you understand then this terminology of work spouse?
Well, I wouldn't wouldn't call it work spouse. I mean, it's just a, you know, somebody that you like and you know, want to look forward to, you enjoy talking to, you want to spend time with them, or, you know, if the husband says, you know, hey, honey, let's go out to dinner. Go ahead, go yourself, you know. But during work, when you and your work partner has lunch break, hey, you want to go down to McDonald's for dinner? You know, and, oh, yeah, let's go.
See, I don't...
And us having the pizza shops, you know, it's normal for girls to kind of like their bosses, you know what I'm saying?
They want to raise.
Well, yeah, I guess they want you to raise them, huh? But,
I don't know about that. Hi, pay raise is what I was talking about.
You know, I got to the point where I really didn't like to hire women because, you know, they needed that emotional support from you. You know, if when they came to work, they looked for you, you know, and if you didn't talk to them or something like that, especially if you was talking to somebody else more than them, then, you know, they would kind of get upset.
You know what's interesting?
I would tell women before, you got a boyfriend, you got a husband. That's what he's for. You know, here at work, you know, we have a friendly relationship, but, you know, your emotional feelings should be towards that person. But, you know, a lot of times women can, you know, kind of like their bosses.
Well, that's true, but you know something that's interesting? Okay, now, and I'm going to try to say this nicely, because I have a lot of female friends, I like females, this is not a knock on them.
Yeah, but you don't give your heart out to nobody.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, all the time.
Who do you have that you wanted in your life forever?
Well, not forever, forever's a long time. Forever's a long time.
But who do you have that you really want in your life a lot? You want to be with them as much as you would a wife if you had a wife.
Oh, no, I don't want that. But,
or
but
do you probably don't open up your feelings with anybody.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, you know, there's people that open up their feelings and, you know, generally, and, you know, they'll make better friends and stuff, but, you know, you've never been married, you don't want to get married.
No.
You haven't had many girlfriends for a long, long time.
Well, now, who said that?
Well, what I know of you.
Well, I'm just not going to talk about them on here. See, because I learned a lesson a few years ago, because there was somebody around who I was hanging around with, let's put it that way, and people started to assume that more was going on there than really was, and I did not like that, because I had to explain myself. And then when that person disappeared, actually, there were two people like this, I had to explain it. And I thought, well, I don't want to do that anymore. And I guess I just got smarter as time went along, that I talk about this stuff now three-dimensional. I don't talk about it so explicitly as to where I would mention their name anymore. Because then, when they're not around anymore, then people want to know where they are, and they want to read into things. So I just stopped doing that.
So I especially see that on the air, you know, too.
Right. And there were two people that I put on the air over the years. Well, actually three, who people thought something was going on with. And whether it was or it wasn't, you know, depending on which one it was never, I just didn't like having to answer for it.
Yeah, but don't you and Abby have kind of a little special relationship?
No, difficult. It's just a difficult relationship.
Well, it's a friendship relation.
It's a friendship, you know, sometimes.
You have more of a relationship with her than some girls, you know? How many people... Do you know that goes out and, you know, has dinner with somebody, or they can talk and, you know, rib each other, kind of like needle each other, something like that?
Well, I'll tell you something, and this is a good example of this. She was from the era when I was still mentioning people's name, because I've known her quite a while now. So, I think, you know, here's a good example. As I say, she became a character, because the time that she's on this show is actually not a whole lot. I couldn't even tell you the last time she was in here.
But if you was married, do you think your wife would want you spending that time with her that you do?
Oh, sure, I don't think they would care.
Oh.
But no, but here's the thing. My relationship with her, acquaintanceship with her, I mean, it's not like we get together a whole lot. It's not like anything. Matter of fact,
I've heard about, you know, you've go out to eat, and she gets, you know, offended or...
Well, that's right. She's too touchy.
You know, how many... Yeah, but how many people have that buddy of the opposite sex?
Well, I have other people.
Married?
Yeah, but now, hold on. Now, see, I have other people, but I just don't mention it now. I don't... I'll say I had dinner with somebody. I don't mention their name. She was just from the era when I had not learned yet that you shouldn't mention people's name. Plus, I had her on the show. So, it was just... It became more of a... You know, people knew who she was because she had been on the show, and she was argumentative. But, you know, she's a different type of bird. I mean, I like her, but she can be difficult.
Right, you guys have a little bit different relationship, though, than most people, you know, have with somebody that, they've worked with or been around or,
It was just like
how many times do you talk about her on the air?
Exactly. Well, that's...
And I know who you're talking about.
Well, but you got to create a character, you see. Much like with Charlie. Charlie's been gone 6 years this month. I'm pretty sure he passed away in May. And people thought that there was, obviously, because of our interaction, that there might have been some kind of father-son relationship there. There wasn't. I mean, and that's nothing bad about him. We just didn't have that type of relationship. He never came to my house. I only came to his house in the last 2 months of his life. We just didn't have that type of relationship.
Yeah, but a father-son relationship is a lot more difficult than a man-woman, you know, relationship where you kind of enjoy flirting around, being argumentative too, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? It's more of her personality is why that happens. She is a far... Like, the people who I have really good relationships with, I probably am not talking about them because there's nothing wrong with those relationships. She gets so crazy that it's so funny to me sometimes, the stuff that she gets upset about, that it's easy to talk about. It's easy for a good story. It's like... Carrington used to be that way. She was easy to...
She know that from experience?
No, I don't know about that. She was easy to talk about because the interactions with her sometimes were so comical. If you actually have a good relationship with somebody, you're probably not talking about them because it's good and that's boring. Good is not out of the ordinary. The reason...
If I have a good relationship with somebody, I'd be...
You're happy about it.
Especially to other friends or something.
Well, if I had it... All I'm saying is, the people who I have good relationships with, I probably am not going to talk about them in a kind of a comical light, because there's nothing funny about it. It's just a good, solid relationship. But
there's no student relationship there.
No.
Like many teachers end up getting in trouble for.
Yeah, that's terrible. Terrible. But with her, it was always funny to make fun of her because it was so easy, because it was true. She would get mad about the silliest things. She still gets mad about the silliest things. And so that's just easy. It's an easy go-to.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
No, I appreciate the call.
Time anyhow,
it's about that. It goes by fast some mornings.
Gotta go to the dugout.
Thanks for calling. All right. Well, these relationships in life, I think, are fascinating. But I would say that the relationships in your life that are probably in the best shape, you probably don't talk about very often because there's nothing to talk about. They're going well. So it's the ones that are more... You know, it's like if you run into somebody on the street, you go, that person's a character. You probably talk about them more often because the stuff they do is out of the ordinary. And I think that is my relationship with some people over the years. It's just more out of the ordinary. But no, I'm going to try to think of somebody who I have had a... Age does not really matter to me. You know, so just because somebody's older, I don't think of them as a parental person. I don't know. I'll work on this. We'll come back tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Work out their own. But I would say a part of it would be that you are glad when that person walks into the